Our 2016 Theology Conference focused on the doctrine of the church. In addition to understand the biblical nature and purpose of the church, it is important that we discern the cultural and contextual issues of the day in which our pastors, leaders, and churches need to think through and respond from a biblical, theological, and pastoral perspective. At this year's conference, the focus on the cultural issue was on gender dysphoria. Even though these messages were delivered in 2016, and there is much more written about this subject since that time, we believe these three messages are still important for us to hear, to process, and from which to learn. Although the numbers are small, the cultural push and implications have been huge. Recent figures reflect that 0.3 to 0.5% of the population identifies as transgender, acknowledging the challenge of compiling accurate statistics. One would certainly not know that through the media. Furthermore, those experiencing gender dysphoria or those in relationship with one experiencing gender dysphoria sense a far greater weight than that small percentage. The culture has long moved beyond homosexuality and same-sex matters such that it is considered the norm. However, we in the church continue to think through and ponder the scriptures, affirming its truth and authority, while we wrestle with and pray over pastoral responses. The cultural push now is the presentation and acceptance of gender dysphoria. While we in the church continue to think through the past cultural agenda, which is important, the cultural mandate of normalizing gender dysphoria presses on ahead. It is vital for us in the church to learn about gender dysphoria and to understand it through the lens of Scripture, the absolute and ultimate authority, so that we can engage in pastoral care to those affected both directly and indirectly. The ministry of the gospel and gender dysphoria explains that what we do is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Biblical truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ are the foundation of what we believe, the absolute and ultimate truth, what we affirm as sola scriptura. This is also foundational for how we live. For God's truth, we affirm, is also the means by which we grow in holiness and are conformed into the likeness of the Son. It is the only means through which we will truly flourish. From this foundation, we will focus on ministry among those who identify as, struggle or suffer with, or are affected by gender dysphoria. This also includes those who know or love someone who so identifies. Although our title addresses gender dysphoria, the phenomenon, our focus will be on the person who experiences gender dysphoria, which emphasizes the role of pastoral care and shepherding. In the three sessions, we will focus on the following. Session 1, Gender Dysphoria, Foundational Considerations, Key Terms, and Biblical Perspectives. Session 2, Gender Dysphoria, Scientific, Biological, Psychological, and Sociocultural Considerations. And Session 3, Gender Dysphoria, Toward a Pastoral Response. In the EFCA, we are grounded in the gospel and tethered to the text of Scripture. We are also deeply committed to living out this truth of Scripture, and we do so in a fallen yet redeemed, though not yet glorified world. There is sin, hurt, and brokenness. And yet in the midst of this, the gospel offers hope. We engage in pastoral care not only to share God's truth with others, but because it is our only hope, our only true way of flourishing as God ordained. As we engage in pastoral ministry of the gospel in the local church, in the moral realms of human sexuality and gender dysphoria, we are an outpost of heaven. We reflect God's eschatological people who offer the hope of the gospel in a context of love produced by the gospel, which reflects the now of the kingdom. And we are often reminded through our pastoral care of our groaning, which reflects the not yetness of the kingdom as we await final redemption. Thank you for listening to this episode of the EFCA Theology Podcast. You can find more episodes by searching EFCA Theology Podcast in any podcast app or on the web at efca.org/podcast.